Today I'm going to read some poems from the Emily Dickinson poem collection. She's a really great poet. Many of her works I really like. Anyway, she's one of the two Emilys in the literary circle, right? So there's she, there's Emily Dickinson and Emily Bronte. And I also really admire Emily Bronte. Oh my god, what's up with all these people called Emily? This is weird. Okay, so the first one is called In a Library. A precious moldering pleasure 'tis to meet an antique book and just digest his century roar. A privilege, I think. His venerable hand to take and warming in our own. A passage back or two to make to times when he was young. His quaint opinions to inspect, his knowledge to unfold. On it concerns our mutual mind, the literature of old. What interested scholars most were competitions ran, when Plato was a certainty and Sophocles a man. When Sappho was a living girl and Beatrice wore the gown that Dante Delphi'd, faxed centuries before. He traverses familiar as one should come to town and tell you all your dreams were true. He lived where dreams were sown. His presence is enchantment. You beg him not to go. Old volumes shake their valiant hairs and tantalize just so. So the second one is called Exclusion. The soul selects her own society, then shuts the door on her divine majority, obtrude no more. Unmoved, she notes the sheriff's pausing at a low gate. Unmoved, an emperor is kneeling upon her mat. I've known her from an ample nation. Choose one, then close the valves of her attention like stone. The next one is called The Lonely House. I know some lonely houses off the road, a robot like Diddleguff, wooden barred and windows hanging low, inviting to a portico where two could creep, one hand the tools, the other pip, to make sure all's asleep. Old-fashioned eyes, not easy to surprise. How orderly the kitchens look by night, with just a clock, but they could gag the tick. And mice won't bark, and so the walls won't tell, none will. A pair of spectacles ajar just stir, and ammonics aware. Was it the Meg winked, or a nervous star? The moon slides down the stair, to see who's there. There's plunder where, tankard or spoon, earring or stone. A watch, some ancient brooch, to match the grandmama. Stayed sleeping there. Day rattles too, steves slow. The sun has got as far as the third sanctimon. Screams chanticleer, who's there? And echoes trains away. Sneer, where? While the old couple just astir. Fancy the sunrise left the doja. And now finally the last one. The title is The Mystery of Pain. It's rather a short one, but very nice, very intriguing. Pain has an element of blank. It cannot recollect when it began, or if there were a day when it was not. It had no future but itself. Its infinite realms contain its past. Enlightened to perceive new periods of pain. That's all. Thank you.